はようございます。
おはようございます。
私の名前は鈴木大輔です。
I'm 大輔鈴木。
今日は、皆さんとおもてなしと心、スペースの作り方、心の中にスペースの作り方について共有できたらと思います。
Today I would like to share with you and think together with you about the ideas of hospitality and of making space.
皆さん、おもてなしと聞いて浮かぶのは何でしょうか？
When you hear the word hospitality, what comes to your mind?
良いサービスを提供すること、求められるさりげない気遣いなどが一般的に考えられているかもしれません。しかしながら、それでは本来のおもてなしとは言いません。おもてなしには犠牲的な愛、奉仕することや寛容さが実は含まれています。またおもてなす相手の価値観やアイデンティティを受け入れることを真に意味しています。例えば一緒に食事をするという行為には相手を受け入れることの他に、そこで分かち合うという平等がその行為の一端です。
You may think of good service at a restaurant or hotel or good care of others in your homeBut true hospitality is much deeper than that. Biblical hospitality includes sacrificial love, a servant heart, and intentional generosity. The original root meaning of hospitality is seeing and acknowledging the worth of a person who is receiving the hospitality and accepting their identity and their being.For example, the biblical accounts of sharing a meal together expresses acceptance and equality of those around the table sharing the meal.
これを考えてみると、私たち日本人が想像するおもてなしには少々窮屈さを感じられるのではありません。日本人は比較的規則に基づいたルールに従順で、それをきちんとこなすことが得意な一方、スケジュールに想定外の予定が入ると、もてなそうという、その心のスペース、余裕、心の余裕を作るのが苦手なように思います。それはやはりもてなすということには何かしらの責任が伴うからだと思います。そして、今回そのスペースの作り方、もてなし方について学ぶ機会となりました。
If we think about this deeper meaning, as a Japanese, I think we would feel a little bit uncomfortable and challenged by this kind of hospitality. We Japanese tend to have and protect rules and expectations, and to keep what is familiar and what we like. And when our schedules and lives are interrupted by this structure and familiarity, I think it's hard for us to create space and be hospitable and open. I think it's partially because we then feel an obligation to carry responsibility for that.In December, we were given the opportunity to understand and practice making space, or rather, being hospitable.
この旅5回目のカンボジアは、以前よりも苦しい、悩み苦しんだ旅でありました。ここで悩み苦しんだというのは、信仰生活の中で私がイエスの弟子としての在り方についてどうあるべきかということでした。シンガポールのクリスチャンの方々を見ていると、なぜ常にこんなにも喜んで神様を賛美し、他人の他の人のためにスペースを作ることができるのかと疑問に思ったからです。素晴らしいクリスチャンの兄弟姉妹を見て、言葉に表すことのできない叫びが心の中にありました。それは切に神様を求め、乾いた私の姿がそこにあったのです。その苦しさは決して否定的な感情から来たものではなく、ただどのように行動すれば、そして祈れば神様の御心にかなって、カンボジアの人たちのためにスペースを作り、もてなすことができるのかが分からずにいました。
This past December was the fifth Love and Serve mission trip that I participated in. And I will admit that it was one where I felt the most intense struggle personally. I was struggling with what it means for us to live a life of faith as a disciple of Jesus and how to be that. Each time we are received...by and work alongside the Singaporean Christians, I look at them and I wonder why and how they can joyfully offer such praise to God and seem more willing to make space in their lives to welcome others. In my heart, I wrestled with finding the words to express what it meant to me to be with such wonderful Christian brothers and sisters. I realized how much my spirit was hungering and thirsting, seeking for more of God's presence and likeness.The struggle didn't come from some weakness or emotionally poor state, but rather from a lack of knowing how to practically and prayerfully be led to accomplish God's will in being hospitable to others, including the Cambodians, by making space in my heart and my life for them.
そういう神様は私に小さな本当に小さなヒントを与えてくださいました。村での家庭訪問があり、ある生徒のお母さんが私たちのスタッフのために昼食を作ってくださり、一緒に運んだ時のことでした。大勢のスタッフが訪れたにもかかわらず、私たち全員が乱される食事と喜びを分かち合ってくれました。彼は決して裕福ではありませんが、イエスが伝えようとするおもてなしを食卓を通じて私たちにその寛容さや愛を示してくださいました。
It was in that time of struggle that God gave me a small hint on the trip. We visited the home of a BCS student from one of the villages, whose mother made lunch at their home for the BCS staff and for our Love and Serve mission team. As we gathered around and shared a meal together, everyone was filled with joy, both by sharing good food and sharing a good time with each other, and we were filled.That family was by no means wealthy or even financially stable, but I felt like we experienced the kind of generosity and love that Jesus spoke of when he hospitably invited others around the table to share a meal together.
そしてこのイエスが教えているおもてなしについて、カンボジアで毎朝学びがありました。私たちはイエスが生徒や旅人、また病人や子供などをどのようにもてなしてきたかのかを学びつつ、メンバー一人一人のもてなしや心にスペースを作ることへの意見を出し合ったりしました。そのディボーションの中で、私たちがおもてなしをどう用いればよいのかについて、次の聖句が引用されていました。
The kind of hospitality that Jesus taught of in both word and action was what we learned about in our morning group discussions and afternoon devotionals in Cambodia. While learning of how Jesus received, welcomed, and accepted the apostles, travelers, the sick, and children, each member of the Love and Serve mission team was challenged to consider and share how they saw and what they learned about creating space in our hearts to hospitably receive others. In our devotionals, we read scriptures that helped us to understand how best to hospitably receive and give to them.
ローマ人への手紙12章13節、これは口語訳です。口語訳の言葉なんですけど、クリスチャンが困っている時には助けてあげなさい。客を家に招いてもてなし、宿が必要なら泊めてあげるようにします。次にペトスへの手紙1章8節、これも口語訳です。心から客をもてなし、善意にあふれ、感慨深く、誰にも公平で良識ある清らかな心の持ち主でなければならないんです。他にもたくさん引用された聖句があるんですけど、その毎朝のディポーションの中のことなんですけど、この2個、特にこの2個を挙げさせていただきます。これだから分かることは、私たちが持てるものすべてを持って分かち合おうとする気持ちが必要であるということです。そこにお金をどのぐらい使えばよいか、それが悪いかということが問題ではありません。むしろ裕福でお金がたくさんあるほど心が盲目になりやすいとイエス様はおっしゃっています。
I'd like to share two of the scriptures that we read in our devotional times. The first is Romans chapter 12 verse 13. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And the second one is Titus 1 verse 8. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is goodwho is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. There are several other verses that we read and considered, but I would like to focus on these two specifically. What we can learn from these verses is that we need to know and practice that we are meant to share everything that we have been given. It is not a matter of how rich or poor we are. As Jesus mentions in Scripture, the more that we have, the more blind our hearts can become.
私たちがおもてなしを語ろうとするとき、やはり良いサービスやさりげない心遣いを意識してしまうせいか、どうしても表面的な意味にしか伝えることができないことがあります。それはおもてなしをある種のサービスのように受け止めて考えてしまう傾向にあるからだと思います。だからこそ分かち合うこと、寛容さ、同僚というものをイエスが設ける食卓を通じてたくさんの人に広めていきたいと強く思います。
For whatever reason, our concept of hospitality usually gets relegated only to good quality in the service industry or in the outward expressions of it. But as such, we limit our understanding and practice of such an important spiritual discipline. That's why I hope and pray that beginning today, we can broaden our understanding, expression, and experience of a deeper hospitality from within that includes generosity, acceptance, and giving. One that encapsulates our Savior Jesus, who invites us around his table.
最後に神様が伝えようとしているおもてなしというのは、相手がどのような人間であったとしても、愛と尊厳を持って価値ある存在として向き合うということに重きがあるのだと思います。私自身それは会う人々に対して心がけていることだと思います。人にはそれぞれ価値があり、豊かにしてくださいます。そしてそれはこのような罪深い私でさえ価値あるものとして見てくださいます。だからたとえ見知らぬコミュニティや都市にあったとしても、イエスの寛大さと共有を持って相手に愛と尊厳のあるおもてなしができるようになるのであろうと気づくことができました。
Finally, Christian hospitality that reflects the heart of our Father God is one in which we regard the other person, no matter who they are, as valuable, and we receive them into our lives with love and with respect. For me, it includes the way that I perceive and treat anyone that I meet. Each person has value and should be treasured. That is coming from one like me who has been given value despite my sinful, broken self. In other words, we are all challenged to go into communities and places that we don't know and aren't known, carrying the generous, loving spirit of Christ and showing hospitality through love and respect for all people. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
私の名前は柴沼ひかりです。
My name is Hikari Shibanuma.
ロバンドサンデーの参加は12月で3回目でした。今回初めての試みとして BCS に通う子どもの家で食事をしました。ポース君という男の子の家に行って彼のお母さんが作った料理をいただきました。
This past December was my third time to join the Love and Serve mission to Cambodia. On this trip, we did something new. We went to the home of a BCS student and ate a meal with their family. The name of the student is Porse, and his mother prepared the meal for us.
私のポースの初めの印象は、少し引っ込みじゃんなのかなというものでした。ただニコニコと私たちの近くに立っていましたが、私が下手な英語で話しかけると照れたように自分のことを話してくれました。彼のお母さんがポースに声をかけると彼はテキパキと動いて私たちをもてなす準備をしてくれました。地面にシートを敷いてお母さんの料理を運んでとっても楽しそうだったことを覚えています。
My first impression of Porse was that he was reserved and drew into himself, but when I realized how closely he was standing by meAnd how happy he was that we were at his home. When I tried my best to speak with him through my broken English, he brightened and began to share himself. When his mother called for his help, Porse quickly responded and worked hard to show us warm hospitality. We spread mats on the ground outside his home, placed his mother's cooking on the mats, sat down, laughed, and talked while we ate, and thoroughly enjoyed our time together.
正直に言って この試みを通して何か感じたかと聞かれても明確に答えることができません。ただポースの嬉しそうな顔だけは鮮明に頭に残っています。きっと大人もそうですが、特に子どもは自分の家や家族を誰かに紹介することが好きだと思います。私も自分の家に人を招待するのはワクワクします。しかし私が家に誰かを招くのとカンボジアの子供が家に誰かを招くのは同じですが違います。家の状態、家までの道のり、家族の状態など日本とは少し違った問題があります。そんな中で今回ポースの家で食事をすることができたのは 本当に嬉しいことでした。 BCS の先生たちも学校とは違うコースの様子を見ることができたと思うし、コースのお母さんもコースの友達や先生たち、そして私たちと食事ができたことを嬉しく感じてくれたと思います。
Honestly speaking, if I was asked what I felt or what I learned from this experience, it would be a challenge for me to give you a specific response. But what remains in my mind's eye was how happy course was that we were there. While it is true of adults, I think it's especially true that children love to share about their family and their home with other people. I also get excited about inviting people to my home.However, while similar, it also has a very different meaning when I invite someone to my home and when a Cambodian child does so. The living condition, the roads around the house, and the family situation is drastically different than Japan's sets of challenges. As such, it was really significant to me then that Porsche joyfully and eagerly welcomed us into his family's home and life.It was also wonderful to have the BCS staff and some of the students there for the lunch meal. And his mother was obviously enjoying the gathering of people and the fun that we were having together.
今回の旅は、おもてなしって何だろうと考える時間が多くありました。カンボジアの人たちは、大人も子供も、いつも私たちを全力でもてなしてくれます。物でなくても、笑顔だったり、大きなハグだったり、愛でもてなしてくれます。今回コースは、彼の家でお母さんと一緒に私たちをもてなしてくれました。彼が楽しそうな姿を見せてくれたことが最大のもてなしであったと思います。コースとお母さんが私たちを招き入れてくれたことが嬉しかったです。
On this trip, we were challenged to take quite a bit of time to think deeply and actively consider what hospitality is. In Cambodia, both the adults and the children receive us warmly each time. Though they are poor, they hospitably show us acceptance through their smiles and their laughter, their big hugs, and the love that they express to us. This time, Horace and his mother were given the chance to be hospitable towards us.And I watched his attitude and his heart shown in that way. I felt like it was true, deep hospitality. I'm so thankful that they invited and welcomed us into their home and into their hearts.
学校にも家庭訪問というイベントがあります。担任の先生が子どもの家に行って、学校での様子と家での様子を共有します。私が小学生、中学生だった頃は、階段から部屋までを掃除して、美味しそうなお茶菓子を選んでドキドキしながら先生が来るのを待っていました。しかし最近の家庭訪問は玄関先で少し話すだけというものが多いそうです。理由はいろいろあるみたいですが、それで何がわかるのか、何が伝わるのか、私には難しいと感じています。人と人との関わりには愛があってほしいと思います。私がそう思うようになったのは、旅やこの水戸教会を通して神様について知ったからだと思います。私がポストの食事を通して感じたことを話させていただきました。ありがとうございました。
In Japanese schools, teachers usually go and visit the homes and families of their students. The goal of the teacher is to weave together the child's life at home and at school. When I was in elementary and junior high, we usually worked hard to clean all of the rooms and hallways and staircases and everything, prepare tea and snacks, and wait nervously for the teacher's arrival. But recently, most home visits now are just done for a few moments in the entrance to the home. It seems like there are many reasons for this shift, but I struggle with what is understood and with what is expressed in that way. I would like to see a deeper love shown and shared.Between people. And I realize that I have come to think that as I come to know God more and more through these mission trips and through Mito Church. This is what I wanted to share as a part of my reflection from our experience of being in Porsche Home. Thank you for listening. My name is Yoshiko Isaka.
先週の日曜日、ジョエルさんの宣教の証を読んで、ラベンデサーブの活動が9年目に入り、これまでに日本からの参加者は110名にも上ったことを知りました。私は昨年の12月に初めて参加すると、後期高齢者75歳になってしまいますので、その前に参加したいと思い、ジョエルさん、赤星さんの誘いに娘たちにも息子にも相談せずに決めてしまいました。
Last Sunday, I read Joel's testimony and learned that we are beginning the ninth year of this mission, and that over 110 people have been sent from Japan to participate as team members in this mission. Last December, I went for the first time as a team member of the Love and Serve mission to Cambodia. In Japan this year, I was the one in the group that was considered advanced senior citizen, and it was my hopes that before this year I become that status, I wanted to go to Cambodia. So I accepted Joel and Hiro's invitation to join without even discussing it with my daughters or my son.
2015年11月27日金曜日夕方4時50分、アナ854便はシンガポールに向けて飛び立ちました。8時間日、夜中の1時に白福さんがバンで迎えに来てくださいました。私たちの旅は特別なプログラムが準備されていました。ジョエルさんとクリスティンさんのウェディングパーティーがベロック教会で行われ、マレーシア、タイから、ジョエルさんの親しいお友達が私にとっても忘れられない方々にお会いしました。一人はデニーさん、シンガポール人、20数年前ミホのクラブの卒業式の時お会いしました。一人はベティさん、同じくベティさん。シミキ先生が38歳で会社を辞めてアビリンクリスチャン大学の大学院に入学された特学で学ばれ、マリさんや小さいおいていらっしゃって懐かしがっておられました。ですが、ジョエルさんとポールさんは大の親友同士。
On Friday, November 27th, our team departed at 4:50 p.m. on ANA flight 854 to Singapore. An 8-hour flight, we arrived at 1 a.m. at Changi Airport, and we were greeted warmly by the Dokes Church pastor, Pak Pho, who brought a van to pick us up. This time we had a special event as we celebrated a wedding reception held for Joel and Kristen at the Dokes Church on Saturday evening. Well over 100 of Joel's friends from Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand came to share their blessing and celebrate with this newlywed couple. There were two people I met at that celebration whom I will never forget. One is Danny Han, a Singaporean who was a fellow student and friend at Oklahoma Christian University over 20 years ago with my daughter Miho, and whom I met at her graduation ceremony. He serves as a leader at Geylang Church. The other person I met was Betty Tan, the wife of Geylang Church's pastor. When Atsushi was 38 years old and quit his work as a businessman to do his theological studies at Abilene Christian University's grad school, Paul and Betty were fellow students at the time, and she warmly recounted stories about Marty and their children who were young at the time. I later learned that Paul and Joel were also close friends since Joel's sabbatical in Singapore.
ダブエンドサーブのミッションへの励ましをいただきました。ありがとうこその気持ちが皆様から伝わってまいりました。ベドック教会の方々は心を込めて私たちにホスピタリティで包んでくださいました。ピーターさんのホントミナルでのバーベキュー6時から開始しましたが、美しいプールでケイコさんもクリスティーンもスイミングを楽しまれました。連れて行ってくださいました。シンガポール最後の日、パクックさんの家でのホームパーティーをしてくださいました。準備がど
うか。 On Sunday we worshiped with Vidok Church and I was moved by the power of their voices lifted in praise. We were encouraged as we were sent to Cambodia to love and serve. Thank you for coming from so far, and other kind greetings by the church communicated their warmth and their love. In the evening, we enjoyed a barbecue feast at Peter's condo, where Keiko-san and Kristen enjoyed swimming in the beautiful pool. The next day, Pak Fook and his wife took us to Malaysia for the day, and on the last day, they had us in their home for a dinner. I'm sure that the preparation for the meal was difficult, but their hospitality towards us was great.
12月3日木曜、いよいよカンボジアに出発する日になりました。5時35分にカンボジアのシェムリアップの空港のベンジ色の屋根で、カンボジアらしい空港でした。バイヤーコミュニティスクールの責任者のラタさんが、毎朝7時にゲストハウスを出発して、小グループに分かれて朝食をとり、その後祈りの時を持ちまして日が始まりました。クリスマスキャロルの練習、イエスの降誕劇のステーリーテーニング、クラフト作りは小さな木材を組み立てて作りました。金銀のキラキラカラーや蛍光ペンで完成させました。これらの石井さんが全て準備してくださいました。
On December 3rd, we happily made our trip to Cambodia. We arrived in Siem Reap at 5:35 p.m. and were greeted by the traditional Cambodian-style orange-roofed airport. Ratha, the school manager at BCS, came and picked us up. Every morning, we would leave the guest house at 7 a.m. and break into small groups to eat breakfast and have a time of discussion, devotion, and prayer together. Activities at BCS started at 8:30 a.m. We practiced Christmas carols, told the story of Jesus' birth, made crafts of Christmas trees and stars using popsicle sticks and glittery paint pens. Lacey from the Bedok Church prepared all of these things for the program for us.
12月5日、リオの体験をしました。9時から教師感激のストーリーテーニング。続いてクラフト作りでは、星を思い思いに作りました。その後、BGS に通っている子供の手にしました。1軒目のお家は庭先で子供たちへの食べ物を売っている家庭でした。2軒目のおばあさんが小学校2歳の孫を育てていました。私たちの代表を心よく引き受けてくださいました。せーの、クリスタベルと私はアンコールワットの半日観光に向かいました。メリアップの平地を祝福に乗って、それはそれは素晴らしい体験でした。ガイドをしてくださったのは BCS の理事長さんでした。正午には合流して BCS の生徒の家でカンボジアからその後礼拝を捧げました。私たちの BCS 後の最後のアクティビティになりました。小学5年生、明日も会えると聞かれて答えに来年来るからねと答えました。
The fifth, we had an opportunity to go into one of the villages and teach at the local elementary school. Starting at 9 a.m., we again told the story of Jesus' birth and we made crafts. After that, I got to visit the homes of two of the students from BCS who live in that village. At the first home, they had a stand in their garden to sell food for the children. At the second home, both parents worked, so we were greeted by the grandmother, who was glad to have us visit. The following day, Christabel, a junior high student whose family are members of Bedok Church, and I were the only two new members. So we went to see Angkor Wat and the other temples. And our tour guide was the school patron for BCS. At noon, we met up with the rest of the team and went to the home of a BCS student to share in a meal at their home. After that, we had a time of worship. The seventh was our last day of activities at BCS. One of the fifth grade girls asked me, "Will I see you again tomorrow?" And I responded, "I'll be sure to come again next year." Okay.
カンボジアを初めて訪問してびっくりしたのは、ほとんど最後の夜、カケンさんがナイトマーケットに連れてきてくれました。さっていう子供は別々の場所で来るぐらいなのでしょうか。カケンさんは声をかけていましたが、私はショックで。BCS に来ている子どもたちは幸せで、そう学ぶ彼らはとても熱心で明かす。でも、カンボジアには、なってはいけない子どもたちが、かつ多くいることを知らされました。
One of the things that surprised me most about Cambodia is that there are hardly any stoplights. On the last night, Takumi led me to the night market to do some shopping. And on our return to the guest house, two times I saw different children digging through collecting and carrying garbage. Are they street children? I wondered. Takumi called out to them, but I felt a deep sense of shock, and my heart hurt as I thought about all the children who come joyfully to BCS to study English and do so diligently with such hopes, and yet there's so many children who have yet to receive any kind of help or hope.
キリンフィールって言われている。高齢のことをもっと知りたくて買い求めました。日本の報道機関の現地女子として1975年にあった朝日新聞、キリン新聞の特派員とともポルトガルでした。1976年から強心的なスターリン毛沢東主義者のポルトポルトが不明ルージュの指導者になり、 カンボジアの総人口の800万人の3分の1が言われています。医師、外国の間できる人、知識人の6割、6万人とも300万人とも言われています。今後の主は外国の方が賛同でしたし、知識人の方が1週間衣服をつけないでジャム奇跡的に助かり、日本へ難民として1997年 日本の報道機関の真実を書くように進められて、この本が完成しました。政権の支配はたった4年でしたが、世界で類を見ないこの惨事は、カンボジアの国の発展を20年以上遅らせてしまったのです。
On the 8th of December, we completed our work, and in the airport while we were waiting for our flight back to Singapore, I found and purchased a book that was written in Japanese and called, entitled Killing Fields, Wilderness Survivors of the Massacre, because I wanted to know and understand more deeply about Cambodia. The author was a journalist, Kong Vorn, and a local assistant to the Japanese news agency, working as a correspondent with Asahi Shimbun, Kyoto News, and Yomiuri Shimbun from 1970 to 1975. During the 4 years between 1976 and 1979, the fanatical Stalinistic Maoist communist leader Pol Pot led the Khmer Rouge regime, in which it is said one-third of Cambodia's population, 8 million people, were slaughtered in a brutal genocide. 2 to 3 million of those people, in other words, 60% of those murdered, were from the intellectual class, doctors, teachers, and those who could speak foreign languages. Approximately 100,000 monks were also among those killed. Kong Vorn, knowing that he was a target because of his education and ability to speak foreign languages, barely escaped and wandered around the jungle without clothes on for over a week and miraculously survived, accepted as a refugee to Japan, and completed this book in 1997 through the Japanese news agency as a way to publish the truth of what happened in that time. Although Pol Pot's ruthless rule was a mere 4 years only, the lasting damage he created delayed the development of his nation in an unprecedented way internationally for more than 20 years now.
この本を読んで、ジョイルさんたちが取り組んでいるカンボジアの子どもたちの教育、これが一番とされていると思いました。ポルポト政権下では13歳から15歳の子どもたちが洗脳され、
After reading that book, I felt even more strongly that the vision and mission begun to help educate the children in Cambodia is what is most needed. Under the Pol Pot regime, children between the ages of 13 and 15 were brainwashed, receiving wrong teachings, and the young boys were forced to be like robots as soldiers. The children may be shy with their dreams, but there is a hopeful future, and I received encouragement and strength from meeting these bright children with a passion for learning.
家族のように助け合って行動しました。シニアの私に手を差し伸べてくださり、大学生の皆さんはアルバイトをして何度も参加されていることを知りまして、4歳の私でも参加できました。できたらさらに多くの方々が参加していただきたいし、ラベンサーブのプロジェクトをさらに理解していただきたいと思います。
The Love and Serve team worked together and we helped each other like a family. I'm so deeply thankful for the way that everyone extended a hand to help me, the first time and most senior member of the group. I learned while there that many of the university students who go get part-time jobs and work hard to save their money so they can be able to go to Cambodia repeatedly. Even I, at 74 years old, was able to contribute and participate as a member of this mission. And my hope is to encourage and to see so many more people, both young and old, join in serving and supporting and understanding this fantastic work.